Thank you and good afternoon. 4th Street near Commercial Street in Eureka was reopened to controlled traffic following a large commercial structure fire in the area this morning. Humboldt Bay Fire Crews and other assisting agencies, including Arcata Fire, Fortuna Fire, and Cal Fire, responded to the scene and were able to contain the fire to a single building. No injuries were reported, but 8 residents were displaced, and the charred building was knocked down by personnel. 4th Street was completely closed off until around 1 o'clock, and the cause of the fire has not been determined. Hours before, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a house fire. Dan Squire has more.
The search for a cause of a fire that heavily damaged a house on Pine Street in Eureka is underway. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of heavy smoke coming from the house in the 200 block of Pine late last night. Arriving units found smoke and fire coming from several windows of the one-story house. While crews ventilated the building, others attacked the fire and searched for any occupants. No one was inside, and there were no injuries reported. The fire caused heavy damage to 2 bedrooms, and there was smoke damage throughout the house. The cause remains under investigation, and damage was estimated at $50,000.
Thank you, Dan. A man and a woman were booked into county jail following a residential burglary on Hill Lane in Hydesville on Wednesday night. The victim was driving to his residence when he saw a pickup truck towing a trailer that contained his lawnmower and his refrigerator, and he promptly called the sheriff's office. Numerous items such as a dishwasher, a pressure washer, as well as other tools and firearms were stolen in the burglary as well. Deputies located the truck at a residence in Fortuna and contacted 31-year-old Benjamin North and Tiffany Devereaux. Due to North's parole status, deputies searched the home and found most of the stolen property, which was returned to the victim. North and Devereaux were booked into county jail on numerous burglary charges, as well as possession of methamphetamine. The remaining stolen items have yet to be located. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a male adult who attempted to rob a business on Harris Street on Thursday night. Officers responded to the 300 block of Harris Street, and the victim reported that the suspect walked in while donning a Scream-style mask and brandished a firearm and told the employee to empty the register. The employee refused, and the suspect then fled the store on foot. Deputies searched the immediate area and cannot locate the suspect, and he remains at large. Anyone with information related to the incident is asked to contact authorities. Congressman Jared Huffman will take a visit to Humboldt County on Monday as he first stops by Alice Burney Elementary School in Eureka to congratulate them on being named one of California's Gold Ribbon Schools for 2016. Afterwards, Huffman will spend time along the Humboldt Bay as he tours the ongoing emergency dredging operations at the entrance channel. He will be touring with the Humboldt Bay Harbor District. Residents can meet Congressman Huffman at the Woodley Island Marina before the tour begins at 11:30 on Monday morning. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino deputies unearthed human remains near the Charlie Hurt Highway on Thursday morning, and while the body has not been positively identified, deputies believe that the body is that of Timothy Sweeting. Sweeting was murdered on May 17th at his residence near Covelo during an altercation with New Hampshire resident Joshua Ruff. After killing Sweeting with a blunt object, Ruff disposed of his body and fled in a U-Haul to New Hampshire. New Hampshire law enforcement, however, located Ruff last Wednesday. The body was uncovered near Sweeting's residence where the altercation took place, and an autopsy was conducted on the body this afternoon. On Thursday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office located a missing McKinleyville woman who went missing on Wednesday morning. 20-year-old Carrie Lawson walked away from her residence that morning, and search parties and deputies could not locate her in the immediate area. Lawson called law enforcement on Thursday and confirmed her location, and she was found to be unharmed and safe. The Arcata Police Department will be the first law enforcement agency in Humboldt County to carry and administer Narcan, which is a medication that can reverse an opiate overdose. Humboldt is fourth among California counties in opiate overdose deaths and first for opiate overdose hospitalizations. To curb that trend, APD officers receive training from public health on how to identify and respond to an overdose by using the medication. Narcan is a nasal spray that can reverse an overdose within minutes. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.